How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast. We work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to find your positive path if you are dealing with self-doubt, anxiety, depression, or anything that's just taking you away from feeling fulfilled and confident in your life path, then this is going to be the episode for you. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about us getting in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back, and then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So before we dive into this message, and really in theme with this message, I want to start off with a little bit of gratitude to each and every one of you. Every time I ask for something or interact with you all, I'm just so inspired and reminded how amazing each of us really are. From doing the one-on-ones to joining the new Facebook group, it's such a reminder that everybody has such beautiful power and potential, and everything that you've been through, everything that you're going to do is meaningful. And the impact you're going to make is so unique that it's really going to mean something and help create the positive change that we want in this world. So I really want to say thank you so much for always inspiring me with your comments and your messages and just being the you that you were meant here to be. So with that, that dives into this message and really what I wanted to talk about. So if you are struggling, if you're not feeling fulfilled and you're looking for that life path, or you're looking for the confidence to just be the most vibrant you that you can, there's one simple sentence that I think really helps us do this. And also, it helps us realize that you're already on the path. There is no perfect job. There is no right decision or wrong decision when it comes to your career that you are meant to do. I don't believe we're meant to do a certain job or be a certain person necessarily. I think we're meant to achieve and become a certain energy, which is something on the inside that we become. All the external things are pluses. We can absolutely enjoy them, but that's not what we're here to do, because we're not going to take that with us. And the sentence that's valuable that will help you build that strength is this: can I have gratitude here? And I was thinking about this. I recently started a new Facebook group, and one of the comments somebody mentioned was dealing with anxiety, and they had just started a new job, and they were saying that they were dealing with just intense anxiety before they went to work. It was almost making them sick because of the anxiety. And that's a terrible thing. Like, I don't want anybody to go through that. And I was reflecting, trying to think, you know, what positive thing can I say to help this person get through it and not have that anymore? And I realized it's not about having that anymore, because that's an external thing. Even our body is not really the internal energy. This body is something that we're borrowing. It came from the dirt, and that's where it's going to go back. We don't take it with us. So when our body is doing things like causing anxiety from chemical reactions, or, you know, being nervous or failing us in certain ways, that's still part of the lesson. But we grow when we practice gratitude. So if you're dealing with anxiety, or you're going through something that's painful, that's hard, that's traumatic, If you can ask yourself to step back for just a second, even as it's happening, and saying, can I have gratitude here? The answer always has to be yes. There is no situation on this planet, in all of existence, that you cannot have gratitude in. You can always have it. I'm not saying that it's easy. There are some extreme examples that we could all think of where you would imagine it would be impossible. But it is always possible. As long as you're still able to think and you're still able to access your energy, then yes, you can have gratitude. Gratitude is finding something, some silver lining, some form of positive energy, some kind of love, and bringing it within you and existing in that energy. We can exist in our thoughts. We can exist in the future. We can exist in the past within our mind. And so we can be whatever energy we want to be. So if you're struggling and you're having an anxiety attack or you're going through something painful, and then you ask yourself that question, can I have gratitude here? Then you say yes, then start looking for the gratitude. You may not discover it the first time. In fact, I'd be shocked if you did. It's very difficult to have gratitude when things are going wrong. That's why it's the test. It's very difficult to lift heavy weight when you haven't trained it. And I'm going to use the analogy of the gym here because that's what this life is. This whole experience is an exercise in growth. And the further you push in it, the more reps you do, the stronger you'll become. You cannot just walk in the gym if you haven't been working out and put a bunch of weight on the bar and do a really, really heavy squat, like 400 pounds. Like, you just can't do it. Naturally, we can't. But people are able to do 400 pounds. And it's because they started lighter and they did it again and again and again, day after day, and they broke down their muscles, they rested, their muscles came back a little bit bigger, and they did it again, they ate the right things, they gave the right fuel, and again and again and again. And then before they knew it, they're lifting that 400 pounds. The same is with energy attraction. When you are going through something difficult, whether it's something that the world or the earth or the universe is providing for you, like an event out of your control, maybe you get in a car accident, maybe you're dealing with a loss, maybe you're dealing with an illness, like things you can't control, it's the same test as doing something that you can control, like going to the gym or going for a run or abstaining from certain foods or things like that. Like, the test is up to us. The earth, the universe is going to provide tests, but we can also provide our own test. But the more we go through it and the more we try to bring positivity in our life, the better you'll be at it. It's so much easier to have gratitude when things are good. It's very easy to go to work when you have a 2-hour delay, you don't have to go in right away, and food is provided for you, you get a raise when you come in, everybody thanks you for being there, and they tell you, you know, next week you're going to get another promotion, we're so thankful for you, in fact, we're going to give you your retirement earlier, here's $1 million, and you are set for life. Of course, it's very, very easy to feel good then versus you wake up late, you have to hurry, you're rushing, there's traffic on the way to work, you get there, nobody even acknowledges you're there, there's no food, the coffee's cold, and your boss gives you extra work and yells at you for something that wasn't even your fault, and it's a long day, you miss your lunch, and everything is difficult, then you drive home in traffic, and then you get there and you realize you don't even have food to cook for dinner. Which day do you think it's easier to have gratitude? It's much easier when things are well, but you gain so much more when you can practice and build gratitude when things are difficult. So you are already on your life path. You don't need to change a thing. You can, and as you raise your vibration and lift your perspective, you will find a path that works for you. It might be a path you never imagined, but you will be attracted to it because it'll align with your healing. The path of growth, of reaching that high vibration, is 2 steps. The first step is understanding, learning, growing yourself. But the next step is giving, and you have to have each step after another to continue to grow. You can only grow so much before you have to give. If you don't give, you'll be filled up. You'll be like that dam where you're just stopped and everything is backing up. But as soon as you give, then that next foot moves forward. Then you grow, and the next foot, then you give, then you grow, and you give. And before you know it, you've changed and become this version of you that you don't even recognize, and it all comes from gratitude. It doesn't come from a school. It doesn't come from a certain education. It doesn't come from a certain background. It doesn't come from anything material in the experience. It comes from bringing the light that you desire within you at all times. That is your path. That is your mission. Let's continue to do it. Let's raise our vibration and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and gave you a solid reminder of how valuable and important your life experience is, and that bringing gratitude is the major step to helping you feel fulfilled and confident in your journey. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. And if you want to join the new Facebook group, it's the top link down there. Go ahead and join it. We're really focusing on health and wellness right now, you know, getting into fitness shape, but there's going to be so much more to come with it. You know, there's not really a plan or a focus of it. It's just a community to come together and really just talk and grow as a group. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.